It was 8 years ago when Laura Hamilton decided to quit teaching and become a full-time artist, and since then, she's never looked back, never felt happier and never felt more productive. It's kind of just taken on a life of its own. It's fulfilling to get to live your passion every day and do what you love, she said. Hamilton is one of 8 groups of artists participating in this year's Mistletoe Artists Studio Tour on October 15, which returns after a 3-year hiatus. The event is also celebrating its 10th anniversary. Hamilton taught many grades during her career but wasn't satisfied and thought being an artist was more her calling. She went through a period where she attempted to discern her life and what she was meant to do. The artist, who paints nostalgic and whimsical paintings of faceless people, credited her fantastic husband for being so understanding and supportive as she quit her education career to pursue art. In the end, it's been so wonderful for our family, Hamilton said, noting that her 2 boys, ages 9 and 12, have been able to see their mother become a successful artist and entrepreneur. So, it's a different kind of life for them. And they've gotten to learn about following your dreams. Her youngest was 1 when she began her art career, so he grew up watching her paint daily. Meanwhile, both boys have become super creative because she ensured art supplies were always available. Hamilton's style since she began has always been consistent. She is well known for painting faceless women with curly hair and whimsy dresses. She has gone through periods where she painted darker pictures and then swung to painting pictures lighter in color. When I started, I was troubled because I was not happy, so my paintings were a lot darker, she said. And then over time, they've just progressed into these bright, cheerful, playful, romantic paintings. Lately, I've been doing some more of a nostalgic feel. I keep hearing viewers say, "Oh, that reminds me of when I was a little girl," or "That's the prairies," she continued. So that's the nostalgia I keep coming back to. And that's just been the last year. With a laugh, Hamilton acknowledged that her faceless characters bother some people. Some have even asked for a black marker so they could draw on a face. However, she explained there is no face because the painting is the essence of a person and not an exact person. This way, more people find a connection to it because they can see their mom or their daughter or their sister, or a friend, she said. And if they had one face, it would make it just one person. But it is funny, the number of people who say, "So, you can't paint faces," she laughed. Actually, through my periods of learning and colorful times, I actually painted a face and people didn't like it. Sometimes, though, people will not even notice the character is faceless because there is so much action and color in the painting. Hamilton is focused on nostalgia because she is from the prairies and enjoys the dirt roads and open skies surrounded by prairies. Furthermore, during the pandemic, she wanted to feel at home, cozy, and warm in her surroundings. "It's to take us back to a different time," she said, adding people in their 50s appreciate her nostalgic paintings since they remind them of their childhood. Hamilton's well-loved Christmas calendars will be available during the October 15th Mistletoe Tour, while she will have some Christmas paintings for sale. She will also be at the Whistle Stop Christmas Craft Sale on October 21st and 22, while she will have her work featured at the Mackenzie Art Gallery in Regina. Laura Hamilton can be found on social media and her website.